Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Come on, clap your hands and give Jesus glory. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted, your eyes are closed. Father, we honor you for your faithfulness and favor. Give you the glory. Everybody standing here in appreciation of your benevolence. For the gift of life, for your provisions, for your protection, for the grace, for your mercies. We bless you for the price that you paid on the cross of Golgotha. We give you thanks that you have begun a good work. Absolutely, you will also accomplish. This morning is another opportunity to speak to this nation and to speak to the hearts and speak to the body of Christ. We bless you that your word refines. Your word is sharper than every two-edged sword. It cuts asunder to the separation of the spirit and soul as of the bone and marrow. Your word is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. You send forth your word and you heal. We pray that your word will be sent forth in the intensity of your power. Reveal Jesus by your spirit in the name of Jesus. We do not seek to see the preacher. We do not seek to hear human ideologies, but to hear only your intentions, that to know the Christ. We want to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto your death. Your word brings healing. It brings restoration. It brings alignment. It brings discipline. It brings godliness. It brings elevation. It brings recovery. It brings restoration. It brings alignment. It brings the fear of God. Holy Ghost! Do it even this morning in the precious name of Christ Jesus. I bless you that even the transmission of your word will establish the people that are not here in your presence on television, on radio. I give you glory that you are seated upon your throne. Be magnified. I bless you. Since you share your glory with nobody, take the absolute glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap these hands. Give God the glory. During the Golgotha 2023 Easter festivities or celebration, during the services, I sang this song through in worship, and I believe that it is still relevant this morning before we read God's word. Amazing love, how can it be that my Lord should die for me? Amazing love, how can my Lord should, and can it be that I should, that's right, on interest, the Savior's blood died for me, he who caused. To death mercy, amazing love, amazing love, da-da, my Lord, should I for me, amazing love, amen, adopt. Amazing love, amazing love. Ah. My Lord, shoot. Lord bless you. We are live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We are live also on Obatampa Radio 92.5 in Kasua and its environs. This morning we are so blessed to be live on Boom FM in the Volta region, 88.7 FM. They have given us the privilege for free to broadcast the gospel for one full hour without a charge. Thank you very much. We're live on Amanzan Television, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, Telegram, and the rest of them. Good morning to all the lovely people that are in person in here. I will want to take you through the word of the Lord. John chapter 12 is our foundation scripture. John 12 verses 20 through to 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we came, we seek, we require, we desire, we have a thirst to see Jesus." This is profound to our theme today, because this is exactly our theme for today. I want to see Jesus. Christ is the epicenter of why we come. And ladies and gentlemen, let me use the opportunity to say that I will not come from places like Temashiam and Kasua, places like Nsawam, and even nearer places like Carnation or Doko, Achimota, and places like that, just to come and listen to a nice sermon. No. I mean, if that was the case, there are so many churches that are close by that you can be able to just relax in there and then get it through. When we started the W3 service, I used to say that if you like, listen to the W3 service. If you attend any church, and go to church and also listen to the message and compare the two. And then seek the gospel. This is not to say that you are in a line. You be the judge of it. You be the judge of the word that has, you know, come to you. Both of them, take it, censor it by your spirit. The Bible said that we should test all spirits. And so censor it. And then let us be able to know. The quest is not to appear in a nice church. The quest is not to come and fraternize. The quest is not to, you know, show up in a nice ambience. We are here to work on our salvation with fear and with intense trembling. This is not the service to come and seek, you know, a German visa or an American visa. I am not here to seek a husband or a wife. The focus is to see Jesus Christ. When I have an encounter with the Christ, my heart will align to the word of God. The amazing thing is that you are not going to point him to me. When I have an encounter with him, you will not say that this skirt is too short or this trouser is too tight. With the encounter will tell me that. The encounter will tell me that. You will not tell me stop stealing or stop fornication. The encounter will tell me that. The encounter will be backed and empowered by the Holy Spirit. The encounter will do the job. I feel like so many people don't have any encounter. And this is the reason why we can comfortably cross the line. If Paul on the road to Damascus shares his encounter, you then will not tell how he should live his life. The encounter on the road to Damascus will determine. You will not talk about the Christ like, you know, the baseless debate about Jesus, whether he's the Son of God or whether he's God or not and all that. It will be needless. Because when I have an encounter, you don't tell me who he is. I can tell for myself the encounter I have with him. Can I hear a good amen? Yeah. And so then, this is what we are talking about. That this morning, in this place, right here and right now, we want to see Jesus. We need an encounter, not the flair and the zeal and the charisma of the preacher. No, not, you know, even the hermeneutics and the homiletics and the apologetics and how exegetical he is with the text of the word. No, but the moment I have an encounter with the Holy Spirit in the Word of God, when I encounter Jesus Christ, you will stop the debate. I have encountered him. You see, this is why, you know, the writer of the book of John was saying in verse number 19 of John chapter 12, before we came to verse number 20, the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive ye how ye prevail nothing against Jesus? Behold, the world has gone after him. The world can go after him when they encounter him. I have encountered him. I have encountered him. My conviction about him cannot change. Put a knife on my throat, I will speak what I will speak. Because I have encountered him. Pull a gun to my head. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. Nothing can make me deny him. In the face of danger, I would die like Stephen. Because I have encountered Jesus. I want to walk with him. And in the power of his might, I want to walk. The flare! You know, I don't need a preacher to persuade me. I do not need my encounter about him makes me stand on the streets to preach him. Yeah, because I'm not a celebrity, I'm a servant of God. Yeah, my encounter about him makes me shameless about him. I will stand in the streets and preach Jesus without anybody interfering. Nobody pushes me to evangelism and to soul winning. As a matter of fact, when I come here, I don't need the praise and worship leader to tell me, lift your hands, wave your hands, clap your hands, give him glory, dance unto the Lord. No! My encounter will power altar. It is the encounter that I have with the Christ. It is the revelation, the apocalypsos that I have about the Christ. It is the illumination that I have. Oh my God. It is the illumination that I have about Jesus Christ. That empowers altar. I feel like preaching this morning. Oh, this is interesting. Sit down. I'm taking too much time with my introduction. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Give him glory in the house of God. And so when I say I want to see the Christ, it's not a slogan. It's not something I just want to talk about. I declare that out of the strength of conviction. When I say I want to see, this is why I can be able to trek on my foot from here to wherever the encounter is and the Christ is. This is the reason why people will have to travel from Greece, from Athens, to come to Jerusalem to come and look for Jesus. And they came with a request. Sir, I want to see. I really want to see Jesus. And so the Greeks, I have thought about it countless times. And I say to the theologians, I say to them, you know, the Greeks had at the time the civilization of their time. They build the best stadiums, build the best, you know, architecture, engineering, ambience, and all that. And then they left all the their wisdom to come and look for the Christ. Why will they do that when their civilization was above Egypt and above Rome, and they were advanced in terms of economy and investments and things like that? Why will they leave Athens and travel all the way, check the route from Europe right up to Jerusalem, and to come and look for Jesus? And so the Bible said when they met Philip, Andrea, they told them, we are here for Jesus Christ. We want your perceive who we are seeking for now. If we are seeking for or doom for your suffer three pages for now. One are your person, you know. We are not here for religion. We are not here for religion. Religion is not why we are here. We do not have a form of godliness, and deny the power thereof, the righteous will be bold as a lion. Yeah, they will ascend the throne. That is what they will do. Jesus will enlighten you. I tell Alabasta City, Obia, when will Yesu neniabi? Neniabi, neniabi. You can clap those hands. Obia, when will Christo neniabi? Neniabi. The person that has encountered him. And this is the reason why, amazingly, the moment we talk about the Christ, because whilst I'm standing here, the moment I'm telling you that I have had an encounter with him, I have encountered him. I am talking about maybe so many things, but I will narrow it to only three. You know, the first thing that we say that somebody has had an encounter with Christ, number one, is light. Light, illumination, light. John chapter 8 and verse number 12. Jesus said to his audience, I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me, or he that come after me, shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Put it in different versions, and let's see if we can break it down. I am the light of the world, he said. Whosoever follows me will have the light of life, and never walk in darkness. You sit in church and still walk in darkness. You have not seen the light. You have not encountered the light. Light comes. You know, to all the husbands who beat their wives, they have not encountered Christ. Elder presiding, elder bonire. I could feel you can win a problem. What's so soft when you? I'm telling you, and this voice is going to be here for a very long time. Get used to it. This voice, oh man, say my guy, I'm telling you something. Opa Kurumai, Medibe Manewo, Kwanglikan, Medibe Manewo, Kopresby, Medibe Manewo. The word of God is undebatable, axiomatic, irrevocable. The word of God is the word of God. You cannot debate God's word. And so then he said, I am the light. The moment light comes, abortion cannot be something that you will have the strength for. You can't, because you have encountered the word. Once you encounter the word, there is nothing ambivalent or nothing duplicity that bless your revelation or your visibility. The moment somebody has light, the person have, you know, the encounter of illumination. And once the illumination comes, nobody tells you, because when light is in a place and there is a ditch somewhere, the light will, you know, reveal the ditch. And I'm preaching the gospel and I'm telling you, be careful. The person cannot see because of the darkness, but when you are in light, nobody tells you be careful, because the light reveals the danger or whatever threat that it is. And so the light does that. When you are in Christ, the light gives you the strength and the conviction for you to be able to raise up your children. It is a light that gives you that intensity for you to do that. When light is resident in you, it gives you the revelation. This is why sometimes I feel find it very intriguing and very interesting, Lord. You know that somebody is living in chamber and hall for 35 years. You lack light. Light will teach you. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, he said, but you know, he said, but the anointing which you have received abides in you, and you need not that anybody teaches you, but as the same anointing teacheth you. The anointing is the truth, and it's not a lie. Yeah, and even as it have taught you, stay in it or abide in it. In other words, the anointing, which is light, comes and illuminates the darkness. Everybody seated here, the day you lifted your hands like that and accepted the Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior, instantly the Holy Ghost came with light. Resident wouldn't be Emma Hind in a woman and be insubordinate to your husband. It will never happen. Yeah, it will never happen. When we are in church, you can be a hypocrite. Yeah. Sometimes when I see people even use the word hypocrisy, and they themselves are talking like hypocrites. Interesting. The hypocrites are rather telling people they are hypocrites. When you sit in darkness, yeah, the Bible said Jesus was speaking the other day and said, if the blind leads the blind, they all fall into a ditch. The blind, therefore, cannot lead the blind. It's interesting that, you know, the gospel has lost the intensity, the integrity of the pulpit, the veracity, the authenticity. You know, it's gone to the point that now truth is a difficult commodity, but not to the people that have light. Light. I am the light of the world. You will dim a chino on tinesum. Put it in my language. Let me read it. John chapter 8 and verse number 12. The Bible was talking about it. In my language, he makes it very interesting. Listen to that. In the he said, and I used to catch the ones abuse. Many we are saying. Be a dimension. You know, you're a Christian. What for? What be a dimension? Won't mean until some mudda. And here, the revelatorical word here is the ah. Da! Won't mean until some mudda. Na ubenya enquemo ehai. Enquem, ewa hai wu. Ewa hai, ewa enquemo. So there is a revelation to people that are into manufacturing, production, into mining, into construction and ambience. There is a revelation that people can receive into tech, the tech industry, into the automobile industry. There is a light. Despite the fact that the wisdom of the world is also prevalent and present, but everybody seated here should be able to understand that this life has light. That light gives me the opportunity to make a choice and a decision. When three men proposed to me as a young lady, the light of Christ will make me make a revelatorical decision. Light will never allow me to follow somebody's husband. Never. See, let me tell you. When God was speaking to Joshua, in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he was speaking to Joshua about light. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Thou shalt meditate upon it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. And then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. He was telling Joshua, Joshua, if you have light, you will be prosperous. You will have good success. Psalm 1 verse 1, similar scripture. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is the word of God. In his word he meditates day And a similar word, the Bible said, he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, whose leaves shall not wither. Everything that he does, it will prosper. Prosperity. He was talking about light in James chapter 1 and verse 21. The Bible said, you know, he makes, are we fine, please? James 1 and verse number 21. The Bible said, wherefore, lay away or apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. He's talking about light. Light that is able to save your souls. And in verse 22, listen to that. And be doers of the word, and not just hearers, only deceiving your own selves. For if anybody be a hearer of the word of God and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his face in a mirror. And the Bible said he leaves and forgets the imagery of what was in the mirror. But in the verse number 25, the Bible said, but he that looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed. This is why I tell people, the fact that you came to church doesn't mean you'll be blessed too. The fact that you just appeared doesn't mean you'll be blessed too. The blessing comes upon people who are not forgetful hearers. They are the people that Jesus was talking about in Matthew chapter 7 from verse number 21. When he started by saying, not everybody that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. I'm telling you. If you feel that God, what do you want to know? Jump with God. Yamino, I was so dangerous. The loving and kind God is also that dangerous judge. And then in verse number 23, he makes a submission. Very interesting submission. And then he said, then I will prophesy. Go to verse 24. In the 24th verse, then he said, therefore, whosoever heareth the word of God, and whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken that person to a wise man that built his house on a rock. He's talking about the man of light. Light. And then he said, the storms came. In verse 25, the rains descended, the floods came, and the wind blew. It beat upon the house, and it fell not, because it was founded upon the rock. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. When you put beer to say, I'm telling you, when you prepare, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Dinokura, kosi uwu mu nkwa buti me ma obi. Yeah, dinokura kosi uwu mu nyani pa ya motafu oni adiye kakra yebedi enti nokura enti minka. You know, kakra ebenye die. You know, people will give you certain privileges. And so, no krasa. And people have access to VIP lounge and access to, you know, some diplomatic passports. And, you know, truth cannot be said. Foul passport. No krasa. Are you catching a mind? I can't wait to see you. I'm going to see you. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, I will tell you truth until, you know, the truth sinks into you. I'm telling you. One more, you know, in the days of Emperor Nero and Chen. One more, fair with yourself, and your time view of my life and Chen. I think that we are too comfortable with Christianity. Or tie a beer and name your sorry question, polish nicely and come and sit here. There are people who smuggle the word of God in their belt, in their socks, under the sole of their shoes, in China, in Russia, just to go and preach a page. A page. We have access to the entire word of God. And you're growing your meal. Yeah, you're growing your meal. Catch you on your assault in a trotrum crane and Christo who has a mayor. And we are sitting here asking for God's blessing and open heaven. This is why open heaven has not come to so many people. So when I mean to many people, in prayer, so any, you know, and to a young crammer, he will not do that. I'm telling you. Wobia, opposite with Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 24. I say, Wobia, opposite with Dimension, Madam Panuichi. Let him. You know, first deny him himself and take up his cross and follow me. The Bible said in the 25th verse, whosoever will save his life will lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. And the Bible said in the 26th verse, and what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Look at the way people are so eager and bent on worldly things that, you know, it feels like if you don't drive a car, you are not blessed. If you don't have a house, you are not blessed. If you don't give dollars, you are not a good son. And that is the deception that has entered into the body of Christ. And the money has become everything. And this is why these Sakawa boys now can kill, and they have no, you know, repentance or remorsefulness whatsoever. Now I stand here and I'm telling you, he said in verse number 27, for the Son of Man cometh with his angels, cometh in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward, not award, reward every man according to their works. This morning we were reading in our devotion, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23. And in the verse, in our devotion, he said, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man. Put it in a different version. In this version, the Bible said, work from the heart, work from the heart, work from the heart, work from the heart, work from the heart. There are many people seated here. Their heart is not anywhere close to the Lord. To so many, it's a duty to appear on Sunday morning. They appear. There is a word in the catechism, Mama Lizzie, Presbyterian catechism. I say, why no? I say, me a Christian. Who are you? He said, I'm a Christian. He said, what makes you a Christian? He said, not because I live with Christian parents, or not because I was born by Christian parents, but because I have a personal conviction with Jesus Christ. I have repented, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and my name is written in the book of life. I am a child of God, a covenanted child of God. You know, when he says that, and then he comes to say that, and this is my conviction. This is my conviction. Let me say this. Even me, Kofi Odro, I'm not a standard. None of the fathers and the preachers of this country and of this world are the standard. The Bible said, looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let's say, for example, that I am married to two women. That does not give you the audacity to marry two women, because because I am going to face the judgment seat as you are going to do it. And therefore, I am not a standard. We are only servants of God, showing the way of salvation. We are just like the ushers you met this morning, who ushered you to your seat. You know, I can tell the usher, sit down. Same thing, God can say, Kofi Odo, sit down. He is not the standard. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. The light of the world. The way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father except through Jesus. Why is the church not preaching this? Why are we not preaching this? Why are we making people so comfortable? As if that Christianity is some kind of bread and butter. As if the moment you become a Christian, all your problems are over. What kind of gospel is that? Which kind is that? And this is why. Now you have all kinds of fleshly carnality. The world has come to church, but church couldn't go to the world. It is sad. And I stand in the church, I see worldliness. Worldliness! I have already told you, iniquity will abound to the point that one day you'll be walking on the streets of Accra and you will see a man and a woman, or a man and a man having sex in the middle of the road. Mark it anywhere, you will see it happen. These young girls can be able to stand naked.
Naked!
And they want you to look at them. Why should I look at your nakedness? Job said, I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not look lustfully at a woman. Return to your first love. The backsliding is unbelievable. People that are supposed to follow Jesus, follow the light, and get the darkness out of your life, have missed their way. As I'm standing here, that influence that God gives me for people to listen to what I say, I have to use it responsibly. Responsibly.
Because
I can easily mislead people. This is why I don't get myself involved in so many things. Like all the additions, all the extras. Rings, bracelets, chains, curls, all the things. It's not a sin, but I am not interested. The reason is because the moment I am into it, it turns into a fashion. Everybody. Period after the hour. The Bible said that this Jesus, you know, once you encounter this Jesus, you also encounter the merciful God. Mercy. Five things in mercy. Compassion. Kindness, mercy, grace, and favor. Five things. He is a favorable God. It brings to mind when I read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. The Bible said, come boldly unto the throne of grace that you might obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. The moment somebody is in a time of need, come boldly, rush boldly, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might obtain mercy and find grace. He puts the two words together. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 9, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. He said, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that through his poverty you can become rich. Oh! Philippians chapter 2, I like it, even up to verse number 10. The Bible was talking about, he said, Philippians, the second chapter, that the name, let's start from verse number 1. In the first verse, the Bible said, if there be any consolation in Christ, if there be any comfort of love, if there be any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bow bowels of mercies. He goes in the second verse, fulfill my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being one, being of one accord and of one mind. Listen to verse number 3. Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind be esteem each other better than yourselves. In the fourth verse, look not every man on his own things, but on every man also on the things of others. In the fifth verse, and let this mind which was in Christ also be in you, who did not thought it robbery. Focus, please. Now, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. In the next verse, the Bible said, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant. Can you imagine that? How many people in this boastful and arrogant generation, in this heartless generation, will want to make themselves of no reputation? Everybody want to be somebody. The quest for supremacy is driving all of us mad. Everybody wants to make an impression, and this is the reason that even churches are in competition. Who has the big auditorium? Who has screens in the heart? Who has the biggest screen? Who has the biggest congregation? Who has the many cars on the car park? How many rich people are in your church? How many rich people are in this place? How many, how many people? Do you have ministers of state in your church? Do you have MPs in that congregation? This is what we're, but Jesus made himself of no reputation. When I got to this verse, in my study and prayer, I asked myself, what is the title of Jesus? And I realized he has none. He doesn't have none. I mean, he has none. He is not Pastor Jesus, Reverend Jesus, Dr. Jesus. He is not Apostle, Master, Prophet, General Prophet, Nations Prophet Jesus. He is not with any of your useless and baseless and needless titles. Jesus don't even have a title. Look at the way we are here with flattery titles, as if, you know, we are fighting with each other. My mother Christy Dotata once greeted a man of God who is a bishop, and he said, Pastor Nyaminipa, Pastor, good morning. He said, I am not a pastor, I am a bishop. Interesting. My mother Christy Dotata said, hey, I didn't know that you have graduated so fast. You have forgotten that you are a number one, you are a Christian before anything. A child of God. I told you the mind of God. Once I finish, let me say this to everybody. Made himself, the scripture please, of no reputation. Made himself of no reputation. This is, you know, a very phenomenal verse. Jesus made himself of no reputation. He performs miracles beyond comprehension, and tell the people, don't tell anybody. We are busily trumpeting ourselves everywhere. I have a this. I'm the first person to drive that in Ghana. Very soon, the mortuary men will be working on you. Then you will know that dust you are, and dust you shall return. Ghana, he made himself of no reputation. Jesus was a shepherd always with the sheep. A shepherd always with the sheep. Now we have people who cannot even have the common touch. Pastor cannot shake people. Hello, hi, sweet. Thank you for coming to this morning service. We can't do that. We have become so, you know, exuding personalities and all that. As if we are some mafias that somebody wants to kill. Who is after you? Tell me who is after you. Yakura, Yakura, you're posing a threat. Yakura, you know, his bodyguards are not following us. The common touch now is gone. Now you don't have money, you can't see the pastor. In so many churches, you will need to be some person with some name and title. And so this generation have become a generation that has become like clouds without rain and wells without water. We boast in false gifts. We boast in things that we are not. There are many men sitting here who are not what they supposed to be. There are many women sitting here who are not what they supposed to be. We are all trying to impress people. Everybody is trying to impress people. Oh, you can. Yeah, we are all trying to. And that's all. Our Christianity have become like some kind of iconoclastic, you know, Christianity. If you don't appear in a particular way, you know, this is why, you know, even gospel musicians, preachers, and all that, certain Christians, they go into places, they will go and borrow a car from somebody to appear in a particular way. A young man borrowed suits from Germany and came to bury his father. In the process, he dumped it in the box. And then they buried the father, went back to Germany. Interestingly, when he got the suit people, called and said, it's been 3 weeks now. You have not returned the suit. Made himself of no reputation. Took upon himself the form of a servant, and having the likeness of men, the Bible said, being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The Bible said, wherefore God also has exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, or at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and of the things of the earth and of the things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, all to the glory of God the Father. This is the man I want to see. Yeah, hand time. Lastly, as I close, when I say I want to see Jesus, I want to see the gate. Jesus, the gate. Everybody, whether you were coming here, gate was here. There's a gate here. The gate was open for you or given access before you came in here. Jesus is also the gate. John 10 verse 7. John chapter 10 and the 7th verse. Very interesting. I'll close with that. The Lord Jesus said, I am the door. John chapter 10, verse number 7. I am the door of the sheep. Can we read it in a different version? This one says, I will be explicit. I am the gate. I'm looking for this version. I am the gate for the sheep. And here, I am trying to tell you, when he says in the gate, he is coming like this in Revelation chapter 19, verse number 11. Revelation, the 19th chapter, the 11th verse, the Bible said, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doeth judge and maketh war. He goes further and says, and his eyes as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And then he goes further and said, and he was clothed with vestures dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. In other words, this name is absolutely different from the one known only to himself. And then in the next verse, the Bible said, and the armies which were in heaven followed Jesus with white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And then in the 15th verse, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and that with and that with it he should smite the nations, and he should rule them with a rod of iron and tread. This particular version, let me read it in NLT, this particular verse. And the Bible said, and his mouth came, from his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. Then he will, listen from this point, he will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. Jesus, the same loving Jesus, one day will appear with the armies of heaven, and this Jesus will release the anger of God. The same Jesus. And for Jesus in Yagro, the same loving Jesus. If I had read this from the Old Testament, they will say that it is Old Testament. May I remind you that Ananias and Sapphira died in the New Testament. And remind you also that Herod was struck within just 1 second. He was decomposed as if some 3 months decomposition and decay was upon him. All in the New Testament. This same Jesus struck Paul on the road to Damascus. And I'm telling you, the preacher the other day said something very interesting. He said, if you want to see the future, look at history. Prophet Love Papo. If you want to see how the future will be, go and trace history. If you want to know the God you are serving and how he would treat the world at the end, look at history. One day, 250 people, the earth split open. Korah, Abiram, Dathan, they entered, the earth closed. Another day, 25,000 people, the earth opened and swallowed them. One day, the battle of Gideon, nobody pulled a sword. The Lord killed everybody. The next day, over 32,000 people had died in the enemy's camp. Blood everywhere. You want to know your God? Check history. Go and check history. Grunyameo. Or you can clap your hands. Senya made the to Jim, I had to get to Webby. I'm telling you, I had to get to Webby. As I close, you want to really know what Jesus, how he would treat the church, how he would treat the world, especially. Check history. Sodom and Gomorrah, he put fire in there, burnt everybody down. Noah's days, he said, let the flood consume everything. In those days, rains had never come from the heavens. Rains used to come from the earth. The Bible said for the first time, it rained for 40 days, 40 nights. The whole earth flooded. Killed everybody! Except 8 or 9 people. Check history. People who were even prestigious like Moses. The Lord says, because you have disdained me before the people, you will see the promised land, but you will not enter it. This is a man that spoke to God face to face. Nobody in the Bible have seen the miraculous like Moses. The Lord says, you will not enter into the promised land. You are going to be the only person nobody attends your funeral. I will kill you myself. I will bury you myself on Mount Nebo. Eli Emmanuel, Hophni and Phinehas, it is God that killed your father. The Bible said when they heard the news, he went back and broke his neck, and then killed the children by the sword of the enemy. He did not consider, they stood on the altar. The people that disdain God, he would disdain them. If you remain faithful, he will be faithful. If you are unfaithful, he cannot be unfaithful. And you, You know, David, a man after God's own heart. But the Lord will said, because you have drawn the sword, sword will not depart from your house. I will kill your children with a sword. Your bloodshed will not cease from your home. And David, the Bible said, you know, his own children took sword against themselves. But he was a man after God's own. And when Yamin Niagro, I'm telling you, Yamin wa yehuno no love no mni adi oboko kok. Warn you. Don berime tiye tiye mo Zephaniah chapter 1 from verse number 14. Don berime every day we are screaming. The day he pounces on you, you'll be sorry. I'm telling you, you'll be sorry. Look at the children of Israel. A journey from Ramesses to Succoth to the promised land by the theologian Flavius Josephus, the Jewish historian and theologian, said it was a journey of 3 days. Another scholar-like theologians also said it was a journey of 11 days. I traced the route and I realized that both of them were right, because different routes, 3 days can take you 11 days. God took the nation of Israel 40 years and they did not even see the cyclical route of commutation. They couldn't even see they were going in circles until all the mammaries were dead. Some by scorpions, some by serpent. They say, if you want to see the future, like the preacher said, check history. This God, it will burn everything you see down. America will burn down. Ghana will burn down. All the skyscrapers of Hong Kong will come down. Everything will burn. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 1. Downwards, the Bible talks about that. Everything will be destroyed. The Bible said concerning the seasons and the time, brothers, I do not need to write unto you. The Bible said, for you yourselves know that perfectly that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. And then in the third verse, for when they shall say peace and there is safety, then suddenly destruction will come upon you as turmoil upon a woman with child, and you will not escape. In the fourth verse, listen to that. But ye brethren, are not in darkness that you should be taken as a thief, should the day be taken you as a thief. In the fifth verse, the Bible said, ye are all children of light, like I was telling you, and the children of the day. You are not of the night nor the darkness. In the sixth verse, therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. In the seventh verse, the Bible said, for they that sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. The eighth verse, the scripture said, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting the breastplate of faith and love for an helmet, the hope of salvation. In the ninth verse, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. In the tenth verse, who died for us, for that whether we are awake, alive, or dead, we should live together with him. In the 11th verse, wherefore comfort yourselves and edify yourself one edify one another, even as you do. The 12th verse, he said, when we beseech you, brethren, to know them that labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish them. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 19 and verse number 11. Let me close with that. He talks about faithfulness of Christ, and then he talks about truth, and then righteousness. And look at that word, faithfulness. In the tree, he brought the word, the same faithfulness. He didn't say no kwafo, because he had already said truth, which is no kwafo. But he said osiadiero. He uses the word siadiero. How many people can tell I would do it and they would do it? Integrity. We sign checks and it bounces. Bro, and we don't pay. There are people sitting here who are owing people, and they are behaving like they don't owe anybody. Integrity, faithful and true. He walks in righteousness. Any Christianity without faithfulness and truth and righteousness is baseless. It doesn't have a base. I want to ask, this is the same word in our national anthem. Bless our, now in our national pledge, I promise on my honor to be faithful. Faithful. I want to ask, all the fake meters that ECG has arrested, where did it come from? Through which border? Airborne border or seaborne border? Which border did those meters come from? These people are sitting in church this morning, receiving communion from mass and services. And Kofi Oduro Rada will be a problem talking about it. Matthew chapter 23, 33, the Bible said, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Of hell! The puny pen will nyam for. Suffer by a home coach, you know. Suffer your illegal connection. Suffer or your illegal connection. I see a brevi anamodi and I'm going to see a brevi radi yesubi. Sophia illegal connection. But say, if they like, take this exercise, ECG, to mosques and churches, you will be shocked what you will find. Take it to church. Bring it to Alabaster. Take it to Presby. Take it to Roman. Take it to, and especially take it to Traffic Light Ministry International, Torch Light Ministry International, Horse Light Ministry International, Prophetic Rangers of the World International. Take it there. You will be shocked. Ya no ding 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 ding. Ya me some passe ye nibi. Ye nibi. Ye nibi. Everybody who wants to lead in integrity, truth, and they will be persecuted. Power theft. They went to Oyarefa, Teman area. You will not believe the meter is totally different from the ECG meters. Totally different. So there are people in this country importing meters. As I'm speaking to you, the telcos are even confused how your SIM is connected to so many other people. The telcos are confused. They don't know who those people are. There are people. Wamu ya boni hu nyansa fu wamu gudem wamu presse presse ni emas. And this is what I tell government: hire the best people, hire the best experts. You see this, ethical hackers. These young boys walking about, put them in the national security, put them in the police service, put them in national security, and then, the armed forces, let them be in national intelligence in control. Because these boys can hack into WAEC system and change results. You pay money to them, they hack into WAEC system, they change results. Did you hear one of our lovely, people telling us that if you buy ECG and, they say token, once you key in token, it's going to somebody else. And Grofu, did he say, and we have ethical hackers, young boys who have finished university. You guys will not even employ them. And they are sitting, then people will be using them. Me share my friend, I'm saying, check it, sir. Maybe the results, they say, or so that grade 40, or see change in the end of one. Susano, you know one. More better than my own titiriti, bina modern enough. And this in there, the idea with children, and they say, light is put on. We put on light, and you are angry. Yes, sir, can you hear no more? Can you hear me? Yes, sir, it's bright and like this. As we be our everybody, can you hear no? Can you hear no? Can you hear no more? The canyoness is so high tension. Canyoness is high tension. Fab like you, I'm telling you. Somebody was telling me that went to a place and they were speaking to me. and say, you know, when you get to that airport, we will check your passports and we'll make. So why are you laughing? I'm saying, are you sure that we have the data that backs stuff? Can you pull data of people that wrote whatever exams in middle school, standard 7, 1940? Can you pull data? My brother-in-law traveled to the United States representing his company in a training. The white man asked him, for how many generations are you projecting this project? He said, what do you mean by generation? He said, every research we do, we have number of generations we are projecting the research to. Also, no, we are thinking of this generation. You can't tell. I said the biggest road network is in China. 50 lanes here, 50 lanes here. 100 lanes. We are here busy in my parliament debating dual carriage. The man with Christ has light. So me, when you come talking nonsense concerning Nkrumah, that Nkrumah find the goes in Kankenya, me found say the man had illumination. Sometimes I'm so sad when I see these people, modern people, comparing themselves with Nkrumah. Anything he created, you are struggling to maintain. Not even to, let alone to even outsmart him. You are trying to maintain, struggling to maintain. Light. Can't we have people in church who are building a cement plant, a plant for manufacturing, assembling cars, light, not only Lagadabahasha, light, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, light. Stand to your feet, let's close. Clap your hands unto them. There are people at Tema Port. I want to ask all the guns, unregistered guns, who brought them here? Ask the police armorers. Who, when they go to arrest people and they see the number of guns, who gave them those guns? Port to Ben a guns in a fair Mumbai. Those people are sitting. I mean, very interesting. I was telling Dede yesterday, do you know that there are people who sell people's body parts? Cartel from the mortuaries. Somebody's relative is dead. They cut you open, remove your heart, liver, kidneys, and then sew you up. They are doing illicit trade. How can you escape the damnation of hell? Matthew chapter 23:33. Put it on the screen for me. How can you escape the damnation of hell? Jesus called this generation serpents and brood of vipers. How are you going to escape the damnation of hell? And these people are into deals. Deals. Are you deals? I'm a sofun. Deals. So will be a deals. You say one more member come be you. If ruins, so they don't want it. Now they are into illicit business, illegal cars, stolen vehicles. Come, Emma will boom huru. Many of the cars driving on the streets of Accra are stolen. Stolen cars. Yeah, my food display, I have this. Your cup will be full very soon. And when people start dying like dogs, We come and stand and say, God has called them to do what? Young people, 35, gone too soon. What a shock. What a shock. It can't be a shock. The wages of sin is death. Haven't you read Psalm 34, verse 21? Evil will kill the sinner. Evil shall slay the wicked. Slay the wicked. I left the world to Christ. I want the world to leave me. Something like that. Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. Yeah. I've made up my mind. Goodbye, world! Goodbye, world. We are going with the King. The King is coming. Goodbye, world. We say goodbye to you. Hallelujah. The right hand is on your heart. I want you to commit your life into the hands of the Lord. When we finish, we pray for this nation. Heal my heart, O God. Keep it ever true. Wash me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not from your presence. Take not your spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Let the power of the gospel clean me and position me to the rock which is higher than I. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. As your right hand is on your heart, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You want to dedicate your life to the Lord. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I am a child of God. And Father, I pray for every one who prayed that prayer. I'm asking your favor. This week, let it be a week of restoration, signs and wonders. A turnaround. I make intercession for the prisoner in any prison and in the police cells. Reveal the light to them in Jesus' name. Play the national anthem. Let's pray for this sick country. Let's ask God's mercy and grace to heal us and heal our land in Jesus' name. Can you stretch your hands on Ghana's flag that is on the altar? And for just 30 seconds, make intercession for this nation. We ask for your healing grace. We ask for your therapeutic visitation. Eternal Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus, show us your glory. Heal our land. Deliver us from evil. In the precious name of Jesus. Be kind to us. Be good to us. Thank you for your faithfulness. We use the opportunity to pray for helpless situations. Help us. You are a helper. Help the president of Ghana. This is the time that leaders need your help and your support and your direction. Lead him, guide him, protect him. Grant him grace. Grace to finish well. In the name of Jesus, deliver them from evil. Now I pray in the name of Jesus for the nation of Ghana. On this altar, the Republic of Ghana stands before your throne. Be gracious to us. Heal us. Restore this country to our fortunes. Elevate us and show us your glory. Let this light of Christ be our portion. If you are the gate, give Ghana access. Forgive our sins and put us back on track. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Sweet melodies of Atampa Radio, Amanzan TV, Boom FM, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, and all the rest. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. My name is Kofi Odrow. This is Alabaster International Ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. And this is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. You want to join us for our offerings? The number is 0249 809911. That's 0249 809911 or 0592296667. That's 0592296667. Next service is at 9 o'clock. Fellowship with us in any of our branches that is close by you. And remember, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. I nearly forgot that my mother, Christy Dotete, has solicited me, and we, even in the planning committee, deem it also fit to thank everybody for Mama Christy, who celebrated 67 years. 67 years. Yeah. Mommy, happy birthday. I've told you that you are celebrating it, or we are celebrating you for one full month, even though we celebrate you every day. But on behalf of the Apostle General Sam Kranchiankra and his dear wife, Apostle Leanne Kofi, and the rest of all the people that were on that planning committee, thank you very much. Few sons and daughters that came together, almost about 10 people that came together and bumped Mama Christy a brand new Land Cruiser V8, 5.7 liter engine. Thank you. We are grateful. I think I'll get a list and do a proper acknowledgement of all the names. But the Lord bless you. Our mother is grateful. Today, there's a Thanksgiving service happening. And Mommy is thanking God for his faithfulness all these years. Say a good amen. All right, the Lord bless you. I'll catch you in the next service. Watch yourself and watch the snares. God bless you. See you next time.
Repent!
Repent.
In the paper, Koshia, Koshaku Shibra, yeah, ni purple. In the nightclub, some more chama, dear son, and Profonso, are you ready? How much it is, somebody came. Oh, Sha, telling you tonight, Opa Muntia Cocobono, Namon Sachina Machine. Repent, Amratia, Masusu Amade, Yasia Bamabo, and Sanam, and Sanam. I'm telling you, repent! I'm to big offerings, my tosophono, into a start. Any church girls in a jump around, to me, because you are Tom, Mosokrana, when I'm your son, minimum, and repent! I suffer with. Jesus said, "Edana, any baby be prepared to meet him, baby castle. Yet would he shall come. Yet would he to our money. Yet would he say, 'I am here.' No, catch him and say, 'Move from me, son. Come, I am not a pebble of fenokra.' I say, 'Get away from me, for I never knew you. Not I don't know you now. I never knew you. In other words, even at the time where you were casting the devils and you prophesied and the prophecies were accurate and all that kind of thing, I never knew you.'" I'm telling the prophets, stop the prophetic lies. Repent! Yes, now, Castle, we are having Bible study. The Christians don't want it. You can tell them we are having the fourth dimension prophetic. You see, people, they come to church and they loitering around outside. Instrumentalists, they didn't come. We need to train this 21st century church, because if not, that the Lord Jesus will rapture an empty church. Repent! Repent!
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.